1-800-800-3410. Everybody, welcome back into the show. Second half hour of hour number three. Last half hour of today's show, this Monday, April 29th, 2024 edition, Your Defending Fathers with Chuck and Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Those markers are in for the podcast. Listen on demand. Go to the website, yourdefendingfathers.com. Click on podcast. Listen anytime. Going to be a little bit of a movie critic, movie promoter. Good friend of mine, met him in the 2008 presidential campaign, Mike Huckabee. He does a show on the TBN network, Saturday nights, 8 o'clock, Sunday nights, I believe, 9 o'clock repeat. Dedicated an entire half-hour show to one guest, one topic, one issue, which he's never done before. Never has done this before in all the years he's been doing this show. He's never dedicated an entire half hour to a movie or to a family or to an issue. It was very unique. I'm going to play it for you right now. I want you to hear Mike Huckabee. If you've never checked out his show on TBN Saturday nights at 8 and Sunday at 9, you need to do it. I follow him on Twitter. He follows me on Twitter. We message back and forth and greatly appreciate him doing this. This is his show for King and Country, the name of the group, the two brothers that are in the movie, Josh and Joel Smallbone, and a true story about their sister, Rebecca St. James, is what the movie's about. But this is the interview that he started on Saturday with the two brothers.
A very fun show, because the entire show revolves around a very special family whose story is told in a new movie called Unsung Hero. To kick it all off, I want you to welcome Luke and Joel Smallbone, better known as the four-time Grammy-winning duo for King and Country.
The two brothers are walking out, approaching Mike up on a set. Hugs, handshakes, live audience, Nashville, Tennessee.
I have been so looking forward to having this show, getting you guys on and talking about something that I think is amazing. You know, your music is world-changing. You've done books, but now a movie based on the story of your family's life. Pretty exciting.
Is it true, Governor, that this is the first time anyone's taken over the whole show?
First time. Absolutely. We've never done this before.
How about that?
We love you guys enough.
Yeah.
That the entire show is all about you.
Okay.
You're smiling like
that's
you.
I feel a lot of pride, doesn't he? I feel a lot of pride in this moment, you know?
Well, you know, there's so much of this that it's fascinating because there was a lot before there was a movie.
That's right. Yeah.
The music, then there was a book. It was about really the life of your mom and her extraordinary influence in your life. Your dad as well, of course, but we had your mom on a few months back and talked to her about the book. How did the movie come about?
Yeah, so just to give some context, rewind back, you know, to many, many years ago, seemingly these days, to where we were originally born in Australia. Hopefully you can still tell. It is true, you Americans have jacked up.
I thought that was an Alabama accent. It sure sounded like that.
Though we are from the deep South.
Deep South.
You Americans have jacked up our accent, so thanks for that. But born in Australia, our dad was a concert promoter back there. And on one particular tour that he brought back, we lost everything that we had as a family. We lost the house, we lost the car, we lost the life savings. And so dad was looking for a fresh start for his career, for the family. And so he thought it would be a good idea to move his six kids and his wife, who was 6 months pregnant at the time, to Nashville. And that's exactly what we did. But soon after we arrived in Nashville, my dad lost the job opportunity that he had here. And so we were stranded, no friends, no family, sleeping on beds made out of clothes, didn't have any way for our little sister to be born in a hospital.
I weren't always quite sure where the next meal was going to come from. Didn't have a car at the time. So the list went on and on. And I've told that story for quite a number of years at our concerts and had a lot of people come up and say, man, Luke, you should write a book. And the truth is, Joel and I were homeschooled, so we don't read or write very well. And
we thought maybe we should make a movie instead.
And look, the heartbeat behind the movie is this. I believe in the power of family. I think family is more important today than it ever has been in the history of the world. But yet we don't value it the same way that we should. And Mother Teresa says, if you want to change the world, go home and love your family. Mm-hmm. And that's really the heartbeat behind the film.
You not only wrote the script to this film, you directed it, and you play the role of your own father.
This is Joel Smallbone.
Incredibly intriguing, probably more difficult than writing or directing it.
I have dubbed it a very expensive therapy session. It was interesting. We've been doing a lot of reflection lately just because we're right on the precipice of it being released into theaters. And I did not anticipate writing or even co-directing, you know, but as musicians, you kind of have to be all things to all people all the time. Mm-hmm. You're the writer, you're the performer, you're the producer, you're the marketing. And so it just kind of, the way the cookie crumbled, I just sort of stepped into these roles incidentally. But from the beginning, mm-hmm. I had always felt inclined to play dad. I can't even really explain it. It was Luke came up with the idea in 2020 and called a producer friend and said, what if we start putting this into development? It was one of the first conversations. I remember saying, I think it would just be so fascinating. We know dad so well. I'm roughly dad's age when he moved now. And so I've always seen this story from Luke and I were 5 and 7 when we moved. So we've always seen it from a childlike perspective. But to now experience it not only in writing, but to literally enact the story and put on my shoulders, you know, all of the strain and the stress and the pride and the insecurity and the protectiveness that he felt over the family and really dive deep into his shoes. Man, Governor, it has changed the way I see him. There's a stake in the ground of empathy that started at the production of the film and will take me, I think, to my grave. Yeah.
I think one of the most fascinating things is that this film, it's a true story, but it's a film that is inspirational because it's all about faith and it's all about family, two things that this country and this world truly needs more of. So we're going to take a little break. And when we come back, we're going to add your sister and your mom. We're going to have quite
a
conversation.
Oh,
I've been
You're in for it.
We brought you guys out here. We bring them out here. We'll bring a little bit of civility to the whole process. That's what we're going to do. And we are going to continue this very special episode devoted to For King and Country and the brand new movie that is coming out April the 26th called Unsung Hero. Keith Bilbrey is standing by. He is our unsung hero. He'll tell us what's coming up next.
Well, Helen Smallbone and Rebecca St. James joined the conversation for an inside look into the family story of Unsung Hero. Then later tonight, For King and Country, perform with special guest Amy Grant. You don't want to miss it.
Amy Grant was the concert that their father, had promoted in Australia right during the beginning of a recession. Amy Grant came and they had like 50 people come to her concert. It was a total loss, and that's what bankrupted the Smallbone family. Coming on the stage right now is the mother, Helen, and sister, Rebecca St. James. They joined the brothers on the couch.
Welcome back. On this very special edition of the show, we're talking about the inspiring story of the Smallbone family told in the new film, Unsung Hero. My next guest are the mother of that family and her daughter, one of the biggest names in contemporary Christian music, 9 number one hits and a Grammy Award to prove it. Please welcome Helen Smallbone and Rebecca St. James. Great to have you guys here.
They changed their name. The record producer did.
This is a film about you and your husband, David. Mm-hmm. Unsung heroes. You came here. The world fell apart for you. Mm-hmm. You had nothing. Mm-hmm. I mean, nothing. Not a house, not a car, not a job, income. That's pretty much rock bottom.
Yeah, we lost everything before we left Australia. We came here hoping for a new opportunity, a new start. But yeah, you arrive, you've got your suitcases. We had 16 suitcases. There were six of us and I was pregnant. At that point, I had not even been to a doctor. So it's a real, I mean, you're in a very vulnerable scenario.
Were you feeling abandoned by God? Did you ever feel like, Lord, why have you forsaken me?
Actually, no. To tell you the truth, I think when each of us faces a crisis in our lives, it shows us where our foundation is, what's our strength and where does it come from? And we were very fortunate, both David and I, to grow up in Christian homes. We had great role modeling from our parents. We had a strong foundation of faith, and it was our faith that showed us through. And I knew that leaving Australia was right. Had no idea where God was taking us necessarily, had hopes, obviously, and dreams. But our foundation was definitely him, and he turned up. I mean, God promises he'll never leave us or forsake us, that he's with us to the end of the age. And we saw it, that he would provide us with our daily needs, that he would care for us, and we just saw miracles.
What are some of the things that you did see? Because, I mean, you know, you've just described a life of almost homelessness, nothing.
Well, we did have a house, a rental home.
But how did God start providing for your family?
Well, we moved into our rental home. We had no car. We had no furniture, no beds. I had brought sheets. So we put the winter clothes, because it was still sort of fairly warm, under the kids, and I would roll up the sheets around them. And that was, I would use like a sweater or whatever for a pillow. And that was the kids, they were the beds. They thought it was grand because they could actually play baseball, cricket, in the living room, which is like baseball. Kids are so adaptable. I mean, I think they're looking at parents to see, okay, how are you coping with this? Mm-hmm. And when we thought it was a bit of an adventure and whatever, then they followed suit.
It's true.
You have to look back and say, his hand is mighty.
His hand is mighty. He's given me a verse that I think sums up our life, and even in this stage with the movie, sums it up even more, and it's Ephesians 3:20. And my paraphrase is, God can do much, much more than anything we can ask or imagine through for his glory and through his strength. And he's done that. He's fulfilled that. He also gave me another.
We're going to break right there. Listening to the interview on Mike Huckabee's show from this weekend on TBN. You can check it out at Huckabee.tv is the website. You can see the whole thing. Final segment of today's show. We'll be right back.
Chuck or Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people, and even our pets, have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana, and you will not get high. Vicky and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. patriotsrelief.com.
Hey everybody, it's Sherry LaFave in Onaway. Come join the Presque County Republicans at this year's Reagan Day fundraiser dinner, Saturday, May the 11th at the Posen Community Center. Come enjoy a great dinner and hear from Patriot rock star Mark Barnard, founding member of the original Grand Funk Railroad Band. For tickets, call Darren Darga at 231-489-9254. Call today, 231-489-9254. See you there.
Free spring inspection for your vehicle. Bring your vehicle to Royal Tire at 402 West Mitchell and Petoskey. Get a free inspection of your wiper blades, tires and wheels, a battery test, brake pads and rotors. Call to schedule an appointment at 231-347-1001. Make sure your vehicle is ready for summer. It's coming. Again, call Royal Tire at 231-347-1001.
And now this from Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Galen. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens and Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey wants to ask you a question. Have you exercised your Second Amendment rights lately? Well, if you haven't, get on over to Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey and talk to the old gun doctor about purchasing your next firearm, whether that be a concealed carry firearm or maybe an AR-15, perhaps an AK-47, or even just an old lever action. The gun doctor also works on every kind of firearm except maybe an Abrams tank. So you know your baby's in good hands. Curtis Gunsmith. Call 231-838-5571.
Welcome back. Final segment of hour number three. Final segment of today's show. I don't have enough time to play the rest of the interview. You need to go to Huckabee.tv. Mike's got a great, absolute great set built there in Nashville where he does his show every week on TBN. And his website, Huckabee.tv, has all of his guests. Mark Farner, who's going to be at the Presque Isle County Republican Reagan Day dinner Saturday, May the 11th, has been on Huckabee's show. If you go through the archives, you can actually see Mark Farner playing. As a matter of fact, the commercial you're hearing about their event on Saturday, May the 11th, is Mark Farner singing Locomotion on Mike Huckabee's TV show. I texted Mike on Twitter a comment, a message on X to him, and said, is it okay if I use Mark Farner's rendition of Locomotion on your show for a commercial? Mike says, Randy, you don't even have to ask. Just do it, man. I said, okay, thanks, Mike. Anyway, Huckabee.tv, but most importantly, go see the movie Unsung Hero. Joel and Luke Smallbone for King and Country, great duo, Christian singers, love their music. Love their music. Found on YouTube a one-hour movie of them doing a live show. And every song Vicky and I have heard so far, we absolutely love it. We love their script. We love their lyrics. We love the music. We love their energy. We love the drums. We love everything. Their videos are cool. They got this one song called Burn the Ships. This absolutely fantastic, gorgeous, restored tall ship. You know, like the ones, the Mayflower, that they came to this country. Well, they were dressed up in kind of some type of soldier's uniforms, I don't know, military style uniforms, and they're on this tall ship and they sing their song Burn the Ship. It's in the movie, by the way, a variation of it in the history of Cortez, of course, in 1519, coming to the New World with 600 men. They landed. He told them to burn the ships. We're not going back. They went on to defeat the Aztecs in discovering the New World. It's a song that they kind of portray in the movie. You got to see this movie, folks. It's a true story. The sister, Rebecca Smallbone, well, the movie producer, said, I have one condition, to give her a record deal when she was 16 years old in the church. He said the last name. And David, the dad, got all offended playing by Joel in the movie for King and Country. He was playing his dad. He looked at him like, what's wrong with the last name? He's all proud and arrogant, like, Smallbone, that's a great name. What are you talking about? Nah, Smallbone, really? Seriously, dude? Rebecca Smallbone? No. He recommended Rebecca St. John in the movie. Well, her grandpa, she was grandpa's apple of his eye. He passed away. It's in the story, in the movie. And she decided to use his name, James, and renamed herself Karen St. James. Rebecca St. James. Rebecca St. James is Smallbone, the sister who helped save the family. It's a great story. That's all I'm going to say. You got to go see Unsung Hero. I gave away too much because some people won't. And those who will enjoy seeing my review. Thank you very much, Mrs. Producer. Mind your own business. I own this microphone, not you. But speaking of, we've got a great event. We're excited. Mark Farner's coming. He's on tour right now in South America for his new album. We're going to talk to him about it on stage in front of everybody. You'll get to hear his life story. You'll get to hear his perspective of politics, the state of the union, the state of the state, the state of our counties and our community. From a non-politician, from somebody who, of course, votes every election, but has never been really politically engaged, involved before, he's coming to be the keynote speaker at this event. You have got to come to it. It's going to be phenomenal. This will be one of the best Reagan Day dinners that the Presque Isle County Republican Party have ever put on. And we're promoting it. We're going to be part of it. We're excited. Ms. Vicky's coming. Dr. Sherry O'Donnell's coming. We've got a great event coming. You need to be a part of it. Just text me the letters PI for Presque Isle. And I'll send you the flyer. You can call Darren Darga, who's running for county clerk in Presque Isle County. You can buy your tickets. Be all set. It's Saturday, May the 11th. It's fast approaching, folks. Yes, fast approaching. Not this coming Saturday, but the following Saturday, May the 11th. So, again, text me PI. I'll send you the flyer. I think it's so cool. Mark Farner's coming, who was on Huckabee's show, and they were on his show this weekend. Well, that's it for today. Now back to the memories caused by the 60s, 70s Motown, the Ritz of Rock and Roll, and 97.7 FM, WCHY Sheboygan. God bless you guys today. God willing, we'll see you tomorrow. Have a great Monday, everybody.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
My name is Todd Spalver. I'm running to be your state representative in the 106th District. One of the reasons that I am running is because our current public education system is failing our children. I support real, common sense policies and approaches to education and the safety of our children. All parents have a right to decide on their children's education, not the government or unions. I will fight to ensure that. After all, they are our most precious resources we have, and they are worth the fight. Vote for me, Todd Smallenberg, electsmallenberg.com. Paid for by Todd Smallenberg for state rep.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TRUCKERRANDY, or call 800-654-9659.
Maybe you're looking to sell an old firearm that's been sitting around the house just collecting dust. Or maybe you've been thinking it's time to upgrade to a newer model or caliber. Either way, the place to go is Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey. Pistols, rifles, shotguns.